This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for some NFL overreaction or reality. And Corey, I might have a bold question for you.
Oh, bold!
Was that an overreaction?
No, you did great.
It was reality.
Do you think in the next segment, maybe we should bring back Deal Breaker?
I don't know what the next segment's about.
Forgiveness Friday and Antonio Brown.
Anybody else on Deal Breaker?
Attempting to murder people. Oh, do you want to do Deal Breaker and Forgiveness Friday? We'll figure it out as we go along. Tell us what you want. 877-881-1053, except for you, Jacob. All right. NFL overreaction.
What's wrong with Jacob? He's a good dude.
I tried to redeem him during the break.
He did. Yeah, man. He does have the coolest thing that we've ever heard.
All right. You're back in the middle. We'll see how this segment goes and we'll decide your level of airtime going forward. Overreaction or reality?
We have the whole C block today.
Corey's favorite new player, Saquon Barkley, is the most popular player in the NFL. Now, Carter, you've been listening to the show. By the way, we brought in Carter Freeman for some assistance on this because Jacob can't be trusted yet.
Hey, guys.
Yet. I said yet. So Corey has really started to bleed green in the last week or so. And
not true.
They,
wrong.
Okay, well, that won't deter me in a debate because I'm an adult with a functioning brain. So Saquon Barkley is at the top of the NFLPA player sales list. He's number one, followed by Mahomes, Hurts, Daniels, and C.J. Stroud. And so there's the top five. We can go through the rest if you want to know. There's two Cowboys. Mike is at 9. CD's at 17. But what I really wanted to focus in on, Saquon Barkley is number one. It's the first time a running back's been number one since Zeke in 2017. So overreaction or reality, in this moment, Saquon Barkley is the most popular player in the NFL.
I think that's reality. And mostly because I've never seen a video for the Madden experience retweet or the Madden cover retweeted as much as I did Saquon Barkley doing the backwards jump over somebody for the picture.
Yeah.
And that play alone was the shocker to everybody in the league. Everybody in the league was like, I can't believe he just did that. And I'm glad I wasn't the one on the poster. Every single one of them. So, yeah, I think even amongst players, he's super popular, too.
I wanted to go overreaction just because I don't think in this day and age with the NFL being such a quarterback-driven league that anybody but a quarterback can be the most popular. But
right.
I like the points Corey made. And, yeah, he's the cover athlete for Madden. And he really was the face of that Eagles run.
For sure.
Because of it went into everything from the Hard Knocks where the Giants, we got to see the behind the scenes of how they ended up not bringing him back to him feeling spurned and then going off and having the best running back season in a long time.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with reality for now. Ooh. I don't think it's going to stay that way through this upcoming season, but as of right now, June of 2025, that is reality.
All right. I like it. Now, do you want a super spicy question next or we'll relax just a little bit?
Let's go super spicy.
Okay. NFL overreaction or reality, Dak Prescott's best days are behind him. He said, I want to win a championship. The legacy, whatever comes after I finish playing, will take care of itself. I want to win a championship. Be damned if it's just my legacy, if it's for this team, it's for my personal being, for my sanity. The legacy will take care of itself. But overreaction to reality, best days are behind you.
Reality.
Yeah.
Reality. That's 100% not reality. So spicy then, okay. And I hate that because I'm a Cowboys fan and I've been a fan for a long time. I want to see this team succeed, but he's hurt guy now. That's the thing that gets me is even if he's going to play really, really well, I think he's going to get hurt. And it seems like it's a different injury each time, whether it was what he went through last year with his leg. It was his pinky the couple of years ago. It was he pulled it. Like, there are just those certain plays where he seems to not know how much effort to put into it. Like, he'll overdo it. On that throw against New England from several years ago where he pulled his hamstring and had to sit out 2 or 3 weeks. Like, they're just, is it little things like that or a bigger major injury? Plus, the team around him, I think, is as bad as it's been since he's been with the team. So that's not going to help his case to win a Super Bowl. So I do think his best days are pretty far behind him, actually.
His rookie season, that was the best team that he had?
Yeah, I thought 18 was really good, but okay. I get your point for sure.
I guess Kevin, he's now hit for me what we talked about late in Romo's career, which was every throw has to win every fan over.
Yeah.
And not that he feels like he doesn't belong. I think the contract has proven that he belongs, but he feels like he has to win the game on every throw. And he's trying to make a statement with everything that he does. And I think the injury last year is a perfect example of it. He needs to know his body better than anybody else. I don't need to run and do all these things. I can't do that. That's not me. That's not my style of game. But everybody keeps talking about how I need to run more. So I guess I better start running more. And I think he's just trying to make everybody happy and make up for all the years of bad stuff for the Cowboys that Jerry's had over the last 30 years. And kind of like Romo did for a while.
He's going to have to do more too with how the roster's diminished. Yeah. So that's only going to add on to it.
So hopefully if the offensive line can protect him this year, which we still have questions about, I think he can still be a serviceable, a good thrower, and hopefully a run game will help too.
From the 940 reality, from another 469 reality, Dak's done for, but from the 940 overreaction, he's going to have a great season this year. Maybe not a Super Bowl, but his best season. Ooh, I like that. Now, I promise this question was not created just for Carter. Overreaction or reality, Corey, I'll start with you. You never watch the UFL or any spring football, but you see its value.
No.
Oh, man. Oh,
hold on. Finish the question.
But you see its value. Stephen Jones once again stepped out and was like, hey, you know, we found a player or two through the UFL. Maybe we'll go that route again. So you don't watch, but you see its value.
Reality.
Oh.
Sorry, after the rest of that question.
You just heard UFL.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted to tune it out so bad.
Yeah, there are people that go to those games. And if it makes them happy, then there's value to it.
Overreaction to reality. One of those people is sitting in this room.
I know the person you're talking about. It's Carter. He goes to those games, and I like to see my friend happy. So that's all that matters to me.
That's nice.
This is reality. I've always felt that there's a place for spring football. Like, it's just tough to find the quality to make it
fair
in place. Yeah. And this past season with the UFL in specific, they've changed a lot of the rules to make it more like the NFL. And I think that's the wrong way to do it. I think like the NFL and the UFL like swapped their kickoff rules, which I always felt that's what made the UFL or the XFL unique. Yeah. So this, the UFL or whatever spring football league it may be, I think it's good to experiment with certain rules and see if they work, because then you can bring them to the NFL. And there are good players that teams might not see what they're going to bring to a team in a offseason or a training camp or whatever. And then they get a chance to showcase their skills, like Brandon Aubrey or Kevontae Turpin, right? Like, the Cowboys are probably the team in the NFL that's done it the most. So that's 100% reality, no matter how much Corey hates our 2023 XFL champion Arlington Renegades, that I got to see them win a title.
Those 2 years.
It's beautiful. It's more recent than Cowboys.
Can't live off that title forever.
Jacob, things are getting testy years. In here. So I'm going to see if you can bring some stability to this segment. I'm going to start with you.
Michael Penix.
Overreaction or reality? The Commanders will be just as good, if not better, this season than they were last year. Last year, 12-5, made it to the NFC Championship game. Overreaction or reality?
I'm going to say overreaction. I think they did a lot in the offseason. I think the Laremy Tunsil trade was a little overhyped. I think the Deebo Samuel signing was a little overhyped, and I think they're going to have a tougher schedule this year, so I'm going to go overreaction.
Ooh.
Deebo does look thicker.
I heard them talking about that in the morning show.
He's always been a big boy. Like, he's always been a solid dude. Kevin, they finished last year on a 5-game win streak, and that was after having a pretty good start to the season. It was the Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Dallas middle of the schedule that got to him a little bit. But they finished the year on a 5-game win streak. Now, was it Tennessee and New Orleans and Atlanta?
I think it was.
Yes, and the Cowboys who had quit. It was absolutely those guys. And they beat Philadelphia, you know, so they beat them 36-33. I don't think they're going to be better, but I think they're going to be as good.
Okay.
I feel like 12-5 for them with a rookie quarterback was like as good as they could have been. It was definitely an overachievement, but there were so many things within that 12-5 that you can look at and say that they can keep doing, aka everything Jaden Daniels did. So they're bringing back a lot of what worked last year. They're, like they mentioned, Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil, like they've done good things to help, and maybe Marshawn Lattimore will actually play and like be helpful this year, because I know they traded for him last year and he basically did nothing for him. So I think it's an overreaction. So was it, will they be better?
Or as good or better?
I think that's an overreaction, but I think 10-7 is the floor for them. Like, I'm a Jaden Daniels believer, and I think they're going to be this kind of way for the next 5 or 6 years.
NFL overreaction or reality? He said this is the goal, and this is what he's aiming for. Trayvon Diggs will be ready for the Cowboys season opener.
Overreaction.
I think so.
I know too. He's trying. That, to be honest, though, I don't want him to go out there if he's not ready.
Yeah.
I really don't want him to be out there if he's not complete. I had to be there for game one. We saw what happened with Corey Seager last year, right? I had to be there for game one. No, you didn't. You need to be healthy for the season. So I think it's a tough recovery already, and I just want to make sure he's right. So I'm going to say overreaction.
It should be.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
An overreaction. It 100% should be. And I'm going to stick with that. I do think it is because it was a serious injury.
Yeah.
And we keep hearing every couple months that, like, yeah, it's a lot that he has to come back from. So I think it is going to be important for him to take as much time as he needs. And whether that's going to help the Cowboys or not, you know, we'll see. Like, you know, hopefully Bland and whatever other corners end up start, you know, hopefully Revell is healthy, right, and he'll be able to step in and provide immediately. But I think you need to have him wait a couple weeks. I don't think you can have him come back, because he's talked about that in recent days, is that people thought he was taking his rehab from his ACL tear, like, yeah, unseriously.
Yeah.
So that's why he wanted to come back in week one last year. So, and I don't know if that was a rushing or not, but, like, he just needs to take as much time as he needs.
NFL overreaction or reality. Kyler Murray will play his final snaps for the Cardinals this season.
Ooh. That means they're going to have to be bad. I think it's overreaction.
Okay.
I think a lot of teams say this when you find, and we hear this a lot around here too, you find a quarterback you that you think is a franchise quarterback, you stick with them.
That Lord franchise knows that we do.
That franchise has been just a problem for themselves over, yeah, and over, yeah, and over. And he's going to do enough to be exciting. And what's probably going to happen is they're going to be looking at that relationship with Marvin Harrison Jr. and going, oh, it's starting to grow. And yeah, I think they'll re-sign it, and it'll be easier for them to do that, and they'll stick with it.
So last year, Arizona was in the NFC West race most of the season. I don't think people really looked at them as a contender of any sort, but I mean, the Rams won the division at, what, 10-7?
Yeah.
I think the Seahawks were up there too. I believe the Cardinals were 8-9. So, like, you look at them in, this is Jonathan Gannon's third season as head coach, third season with Kyler. I think that's an overreaction. I do think he's going to keep playing for them. I don't think he's ever been terrible enough warrant, like, hey, I think it's finally time to move on.
But see, and I guess that's part of the question kind of built in then, is because is he good enough that another team would take the bait if he was made available? I know there'd be financial consequences for the Cardinals, but it could be outweighed.
I think he's good enough for the Cardinals. I just don't think, I think that franchise in particular isn't, and sorry, Cardinals fans, but it's never seemed to me like the Cardinals are really trying to go for it,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah.
And Kyler's good, not great like they wanted him to be, but he's good enough to win them some games, keep them competitive. But he has only been to the playoffs once since they drafted him. So I do think that's no reaction, though. I think he'll be there a couple more years.
Now, this is tough. I'm going to go to the fan text from the 703. Guys, I'm really confused. Why does Kevin keep calling the Falcons quarterback Penix,
mm-hmm,
and not Penix? Is the biggest city in Arizona not called Phoenix?
True.
Not Phoenix.
That is an interesting point that I had not really considered whatsoever, but I think Michael himself says it's Penix.
So you're going to take his word for it?
Yes. I am normally inclined to agree with the people whose name it actually is.
So you
say yourself.
You say Jif then, huh?
I think I go back and forth on that, but I...
The guy who created it, okay, said Jif.
Then I support it. I just forget which one is supposed to be.
Yeah, I forget it's Jif because that's wrong, because that's peanut butter. It's Gif.
Woo!
It's a hard G.
Okay, one more question,
like,
for you guys.
George.
Overreaction or reality? George. Brian Schottenheimer is the right head coach in Dallas.
And giraffe.
Not giraffe.
Yeah.
Gorilla.
Yeah, I think he's the right one for right now.
That'd be cool.
This is the great thing. Right now, it's you don't have a game to play. Like, there's nothing but positive right now. And I hope it carries over. I really do. I hope that the positivity turns into them being, I can't wait to get into work today and study harder than the opponent, figure them all out, and destroy. I think he is the right one for right now.
That is reality. That is definitely reality. And I did not think that would ever be the case when he got hired. I was very against it. It felt like just the Cowboys had a plan and it failed. and this was their, they scrambled to get this together and hire Shoddy. But the more I've heard him, the more I've seen him, everything I've seen
from... It makes sense.
Yes, it does make sense. And like you said, this team right now, I know the Cowboys want to win the Super Bowl every year. That's just how they are. But the way the team is constructed right now, Shoddy's the guy for it. Because if the talent isn't going to be at the levels that it's been for the last several years, he seems like the kind of guy who's going to get the most out of people that maybe aren't going to be all pros or aren't going to be pro bowlers, but he's going to get them to be productive players. And that'll help you win this year. And it also helps Shoddy grow as a coach, too. Sure. Like him starting at this level for them to hopefully keep building the roster back up with these better drafts.
With the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, I got a bold strategy. Corey, what would you think if we did some deal breaker, but also information and notes from Cowboys mandatory minicamp?
Sounds good to me.
All in one segment next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. They would go on to win 16-3. We'll get more into the Rangers as the show goes along, but we do get this very important question from the 214. Kevin, will there be a dad joke segment to celebrate Father's Day? Jacob, do you think there should be?
You know, Alex warned me about this. I think we could dabble.
All right. Here's my first one for you. Why was Noah not a good fisherman?
Because he's your son and he's two and he can't read.
That's fair.
No.
He can only catch two fish. Speaking of fish, what do you call a fish with no eyes? A fish.
Okay.
All right.
I actually don't hate
now.
That
sex.
Okay, I hope Bobby posts that clip. There is an amazing clip out in the world that y'all really need to see, but I'll wait until he decides to post it up into the world. Right now, give me the intro. Let's do a little deal breaker. It's time for the return of Deal Breaker. So our question here, 877-881-1053, what are your relationship deal breakers? Or perhaps you were presented with one that you did not anticipate and it made you realize really quickly that was a deal breaker. What we'll try to do.
It's been a while.
It's
been a while.
I'm almost 20 years into marriage, so I don't remember what was deal breakers for me back in the day.
Did she have any qualities that you thought would be a deal breaker? And you're like, no, but
I just kind of deal with it now.
Okay.
You know, it's a with it situation.
So what we'll try to do is we'll try to work in Cowboys minicamp notes as well. Oh, no. From the 469. All right, Kevin, I'm checking out the other stations now.
Oh, man, there are no other stations. So
that's
good luck.
That's a good point. How does a penguin build a house?
It glues it together.
It glues it together. That is correct.
You know what? I'm just going to start ruining all of these jokes. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I like it.
All right.
I'm going to deal break you.
Would you?
Deal breaker. Dad jokes.
So my deal breaker. Oh, man.
Ladies, do you like the dad jokes? Is that something that.
See? And this is the beautiful part of the stage in my life.
She thinks they're hilarious.
I am gainfully employed. I own a house and I have a wife. I don't need to impress the ladies.
A wife who has to listen to you.
Yeah. And that's kind of her sense of humor. Like
Adrian's the same. She loves dad jokes.
Jacob, I'll test out one of her favorite dad jokes with you. Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded?
I did not.
All that was left was debris. Now, is
that was a good response,
a dad
Jacob.
Joke, you know what? And she couldn't tell the joke because she would laugh every time she did the setup, even though it was a supposedly a sad situation about a non-existent cheese factory explosion. All right, Cowboys minicamp and deal breaker. We'll go back and forth on all of these things.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hopefully that is acceptable for you guys. Do you like hearing that George Pickens is getting more and more comfortable, or do you think that is an obligatory report that they would have put even if he didn't look like he was becoming more comfortable?
This is not a deal breaker. I think that George, I do believe it. And I believe what Dak's saying too. I do like the quote, let somebody else show you who they are.
Yes.
Instead of listening to what other people say they are, because they might surprise you. That's happened many times where I've been like, that guy isn't as bad as people have always said that he was. Kyrie, actually, whatever you thought of him before, in Dallas, he's been great. So let him make his own story up. So until he proves otherwise, and seeing that he is actually like in this offense performing well, I've seen some really good things out of this so far. I think this is exciting, not a deal breaker.
Yeah, and you could have reports like from Washington where you've got Deebo Samuel being fat. Right.
I know Sean and RJ actually went pretty in depth on that. I was like, poor Deebo.
I was trying to think of a good nickname, like Threebo, because he's bigger, you know, just trying to make it larger. Man. And we had him for Luca for years. Right. So
hurtful.
Very, very nosebleeds. Very Zach and Eric there. Okay. But no, you would much rather hear these reports, whether they're real or not, than hear the reports that he looks out of shape. He doesn't look comfortable. Anything like that. 100% not a deal breaker. This is what you want to hear.
Now,
isn't Haribo the gummy bears?
Haribo. Those are so good. Haribo, the little Coca-Cola ones are the best.
But apparently not the non-sugar ones. They'll make you wish you never ate candy again.
Because of the runs?
I don't, maybe. From the 214, deal breaker, single mom with kids from multiple dads. All right, Jacob, you're not married, are you?
I am not, no.
Okay, so Jacob and Carter, what do you think? Would that be a deal breaker for you? And there's a great line from King of the Hill that I always thought was so funny, as Dale goes, you can get a great bargain if you go with a single mom. And I always just thought that
is it a great bargain though?
Line.
Because you got to take care of the kids.
No, that's true. So for
they all got to go to showbiz.
The pizza place?
Yeah, it's an old line from Kanye.
Oh, no.
Gold Digger. Remember
Deal
that song?
Breaker. They still quote Kanye.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's
would
a loaded question.
A single mom with kids from multiple dads be a deal breaker for you guys?
I'll say yes, because then I feel like I'm also a bad decision, because it seems like there's been several bad decisions made before me, and I don't want to be the next one. Okay, so,
that's actually interesting.
Yeah.
One kid, I think, from one other person, I think that's much different. But sure, if you add multiples, then we have problems.
See, I was on board at first, and then you said multiple kids from multiple dads.
Yeah.
And I think I'm kind of with Carter. If it was multiple kids from one dad, it would probably be hesitant, but okay, she'd have to still be willing to have another kid, because I need to extend my bloodline as the final son in my family. So
it's fascinating, yeah, the discussion of people carrying on their bloodlines, even though it's not 500 years ago. So I get you. All right. Deal breaker. Crusty elbows from the 817.
Oh, man.
Are you guys elbow people, or maybe crusty feet, toes? I don't know why I didn't just say toes.
That's a deal breaker. You guys had that guy on at the Super Bowl who was a big weenus cream guy, right? You know, there's stuff to help out with that. So
I remember him.
He was a former NFL lineman, I want to say.
Look, man, the plethora of things people are selling at the Super Bowl is.
But the point being is, if you have that as an issue,
weenus is that part of your elbow, right?
Yeah, it's right there on the edge.
Just wanted to make sure that we weren't talking about, you know, Kevin gets all offended when we talk about the quarterback in Atlanta.
It's not Wenix, it's weenus, Kevin. But there are things to fix that. So, yes, that would be a deal breaker, because if you have the method to change that and you're not doing it, I have questions.
Are you guys excited from the reports from Cowboys minicamp that the Dak Prescott to Jake Ferguson seam throw is back? Or the fact that he's still not allowed to take contact. You're like, that's great. You can make a throw when no one's bothering.
Yeah, not a deal breaker right now.
That doesn't have to be. Okay.
I'm trying to figure this segment out, Kevin. But I like it. That's what I'll say. Still trying to figure it out, but I like it. It's an important play. You know, a lot of people were asking about Spanford getting more of the first team reps.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the situation is if it's going to be different this year. But seeing Ferguson get that opportunity to have that play back in the mix, I like seeing that.
And the team needs it if they want to be successful this year. That was such a huge part in 2023 when you had basically the best offense in football.
Yes.
It goes away last year, and you see just how much they struggle. So it's good to hear, but it's also underwear Olympics right now.
Right.
So I'm not buying in on that until I see it in week one.
And so that feeds into the next one as well. Kair Elam has had at least one pass breakup every time the media has been allowed to observe practice. How do you balance that versus why can't we complete our passes? Because that's what I always
think.
Sounds
like our quarterbacks are having a problem.
I struggle with that in spring training
as well.
When
you're playing the opposite team is when I really take it seriously. If Dak's out there and it looks really, really bad, then he has a really good start to the season. What was he working on?
Yeah.
You know, was he working on something, or what was going on there? So I do have a lot of questions of what things are happening in training camp.
Well, with Dak, this is his 9th or 10th year, right?
Yeah.
Like I know what to expect from him at this point. That is insanity that this is already his 10th season, but I know what to expect from him. So I think I could buy more out of Elam or any of like Kenneth Murray, any of the new guys, if they're making plays in a new system, as opposed to like Dak, I know what I'm going to get from him. I don't know what I'm going to get from these guys. So I can get a little more encouraged during the underwear Olympics. I do want to specify this is nothing super important in the long run in my mind, but I can take a little more from that than I would from Dak having a poor day.
Now, is it a deal breaker, gents? I want to look at you two, Carter and Jacob.
Single father of none over here.
Either they have long nose hair, as somebody texted in, or they have that faint hint of a mustache. Is that a deal breaker for you, or do you have the guts to bring it up that you have a mustache?
I actually would like to step in on this conversation.
Oh,
in high school, I was making out with a girl, and it felt like I was rubbing up against
yourself.
Something, yeah.
After he hadn't shaved for a couple of days.
And I was still, and then we broke up.
Because you didn't have the guts to mention it.
Did you stop mid-makeout and like break up with her there?
No, we finished.
And you had a bunch of beard burn for the next couple of days.
We completed the
It's the love of the game right there.
And then I was like, it took about 3 weeks after, because I still was trying to figure out the right way to do it.
Because you kind of liked it. You wanted to feel it again.
And I knew she was, we didn't kiss after that. I avoided situations.
You were telling her by not telling her.
Yeah. And then eventually I was just like, look, it's not going to work.
Personal hygiene, I think, is pretty important. I think that would be a deal breaker for me.
What if they don't know that they're like this little, they just didn't notice this little hairs are coming in there?
You know, I can be pretty straightforward with some things like that. So if I tell them that and it comes across as rude, but they don't immediately just think I'm an a-hole, like I probably am.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something there. But I think we live in a society where we're pretty quick to judge. So I might just judge that and say, you know what? It's time to move on.
I think I could move past some nose hair because I prefer my women to be shorter than me anyways. So if I'm not, looking up at them, you'll probably not see it. But I don't know if I can move past a mustache. I'm going to say deal breaker.
This is a hurtful nickname that somebody sent in. Debo Hamuel.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is good.
That's a good one.
Hurtful. Are you guys excited? Do you care that Micah Parsons has been taking part in some of the drills at mandatory minicamp? And when he hasn't, he's been helping coach some of the players up.
Yeah, this isn't a deal breaker either. I'm really happy that he is at least doing the mental hurdles of this.
Yeah.
And as Carter just said, it really doesn't matter what physically they are doing. And he's protecting his own body.
Sure.
But I do need him to understand the concepts and the plans and the concepts of plans. I need those things to matter to him. So I do like seeing that. Not a deal breaker.
Concepts of a plan are important.
Is it a deal breaker from the 214 chewing with your mouth open?
Yes, 100%. Oh. If I could come up with a bottom five, just of everything that I don't like across every whatever, chewing with your mouth open is a top 3-1. I don't know where it would be in there, but it's definitely top 3. So I'll just say top, bottom 5, bottom whatever, chewing with your mouth open, don't do it. You look like a barnyard animal. We're better than that. Come on, guys.
Okay. Well, there's your edition.
Somebody said
Cowboys
deep
minicamp.
Bowl Samuel. He just sits down and pours all the Cheerios into the bowl because it's a deep bowl.
Oh, like man.
It. A big like cooking dish.
From the 817. Deal breaker, women named Jennifer. Do you have a specific name that you've ever had like a really bad experience with and you're like, I'm out on that name now.
No,
sorry.
But the name Claudia, I told you the other day.
What
name
if it's
Claudia
pronounced Claudia?
No, it's got to be Claudia. For whatever reason, it's always been a thing.
If I see a name of someone who I've been on a date with before, I'll think, and then probably move on. Now, okay. I've double dipped once and it didn't go anywhere. So now that name is completely off the table.
Ooh, okay. Excellent addition of Cowboys Minicamp Deal Breaker. I guess we'll do that again next year, maybe. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here.
Not a deal breaker.
On 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Patches? We don't need no stinking patches. Next on The Fan. Quick cleanup from the last segment, because I feel really seen by our audience. From the 469, the name is Ashley. Got a butthole sister named Ashley and an ex-wife named Ashley. But then they followed up and know they're not the same person because they get how this show works. But also, how do ranchers take inventory of their cows? They make catalogs.
Actually, I will give the texture credit on that one. That was quality. That was quality right there.
Jacob, why was 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9.
No, because 7 was a registered 6 offender.
Did 7 also break my computer?
Oh, is that what's happening right now? Don't worry, I knew you were going to play the audio. Well, right now, audio be damned. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep.
There we go. And we start with what the Chargers are doing. Now, we had a really short show yesterday. Didn't get an opportunity to mention this, but I like it. Have you seen that Jim Harbaugh is giving little patches to his players to put on their jersey to honor their accomplishments during practice and whatnot? So they're practice jerseys, kind of like you get the stickers on your helmet in college and everything like that. Do you like that?
He took this from Michigan?
I guess so, or just Michigan college
have
in
those?
General.
They have those, right?
Yeah.
Did Michigan do that first, or did Ohio State? Who did that first? Seminoles?
I am not going to wade into that war.
877-881-1053. Let the fight begin. Well, this isn't... Was it Bobby the other day talking about how there's you don't get as competitive as you do when you hear two guys who played against each other in high school
yes.
on the same team?
Yes.
Or played each other in college on the same team, and they start arguing about that. And if you're trying, if you want to capture a little bit of that kind of competitiveness and a little bit of their nostalgia, I think this is a good way to kind of do that and give them that little. I don't know how much it matters to guys that a lot of them, it seems like money is the only thing. And I'm not saying that I'm any different, but a lot of the players, it seems like the money is the motivator.
Yeah.
I don't know how much these other things, if they're motivators or not.
Do you believe in the concept, as Pete Carroll said, of Ashton Jeanty and Raheem Morris splitting time as thunder and lightning? Or did you just hear thousands of fantasy people say, no, 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 go with Jeanty so I can get that pick in?
You probably heard that, but it's going to be smart to give him spells of rest. I think he's going to get his whenever he's on the field. I really do. I think that when he's out there, he's going to make a difference. But Mostert, if he's healthy, is a good, strong, fast runner and effective and useful. But he's very rarely often healthy. That's
sure.
The problem.
Now, I wanted to throw this out really quickly, something to keep an eye out on. Brian Daboll said that Malik Nabers has a toe injury, but he is progressing. Let's go from that to the top 10 offenses in the NFL this year. Who do you think will be the number one offense in the NFL this year? And you know it's not the Cowboys.
I'm gonna go with, since Derrick Henry's back, I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Baltimore Ravens on NFL.com are listed as third.
Okay.
They're behind the Bills, and I would not have gotten number two.
The Bengals?
The Bengals are not in the top five. They are ninth.
Wow.
I know, right?
Number two, is it a playoff team?
And the Bengals are going to have a great offense. They're going to keep getting the ball back when their defense gives up 7 points instantaneously because they refuse to pay any money or alter contracts correctly for their defensive players.
Is it a playoff team? Was it a playoff team from last year?
I honestly do not remember if this team made the playoffs.
Okay. I'll go with the Dolphins. Number two offense.
Oh, yeah, they made the playoffs.
Okay, I'll go with okay. They didn't make the Dolphins. Didn't did they?
It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hey,
sometimes I forget.
I agree.
Won the South Division.
I would not have. I wouldn't have either.
Yeah.
But the addition of Egbuka, what Baker Mayfield did last year, if he progresses with what he did last year, he's still got Mike Evans, and I think that offense can be very effective.
Now,
and they had a pretty good faith in their running game last year, too.
This is what I love about that rivalry that you mentioned. From the 904, University of Michigan was the first to wear stickers on their helmet, followed immediately by from the 901, Ohio State was the first to use accomplishment stickers on their helmets. So we might not ever get a true nonpartisan answer for this. So, rest of the top five also includes Washington at four, Detroit at five. Then you go Broncos, Eagles, Packers, Bengals, Chiefs. So even with the addition, I get it, of
Broncos,
George Pickens, safe to assume at least your early thought looking at it is that the Cowboys would not, in theory, be a top 10 offense.
And simple fact is, the thing that kept them from being a good offense last year mostly was the fact that their offensive line couldn't block. So a lot of people,
right.
A lot of people are still, the jury's still out on them. So they're trying to figure out what exactly once that offensive line is figured out, then you'll have a better idea.
Couple more things for you. Did you see that Trent Williams said his goal is to play into his 40s and he turns 37 this month? Are you excited?
He's still a beast, dude.
Yeah.
He is still a beast. And if he can keep his body flexible, Because he's got the power. It's just the flexibility. When you get up out of bed and your body's hurting,
yeah,
that's when you're like, okay, I don't know if I can do this. But 44 more years of it and the ability to keep his body, all the joints from being all mucked up a little bit every week, you know, you got to loosen that up, man.
Are you excited about that prospect then? Or are you more like...
Well, terrifies me.
He doesn't play for my team.
Plays for the Niners, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that terrifies me completely.
The Colts are going to put Jim Irsay into their Ring of Honor in week one of the NFL season. Can't say I'm particularly surprised about that.
Not at all.
And Josh Allen said he would absolutely love to play flag football in the Olympics. I know we've talked about, you know, your Lamar Jacksons, Jaden Daniels. What would you think about Josh Allen being the flag football quarterback for the United States Olympic team?
Him and Lamar Jackson are the two first perfect ones. Daniels is interesting because he's so young, and those two, like, as veterans and what they are, you've seen a lot of things and you feel like he could handle a lot more. But I think Josh Allen, like, that's the mobile quarterback that can chuck the ball. That's what you need in flag football. So I'd be all right with it.
Do you think, because I was looking at a variety of mini camp questions, do you think Kirk Cousins is going to end up being a backup in Atlanta, or do you think they will move him before the season actually starts?
Ooh, injuries always happen.
They do.
But the team that has the injury has to have the capital to be able to get the player. So I don't think he's going to be moved before the season.
Okay.
That's not a deal breaker.
Okay.
Is that what?
No, that was just a generalized question for you. And then in honor of Friday the 13th, do you think that the Cowboys are an unlucky football team? Because that's what they always say. You need good luck in the playoffs.
The Dez Bryant thing is unlucky.
Fair.
The guy who ran the organization didn't understand what a catch was. Like, it's unlucky. I don't think unlucky. Ill-prepared at times, not getting the most out of what they are at times. I don't think unlucky, though.
And we've not come to any more of a consensus on the Franklin injury attorney text line from the 904. Michigan Wolverines were the first to wear stickers on their helmets. From the 901, the helmet sticker was created by Ernie Diggs, an Ohio State trainer in 1967. And then from the 682, Rutgers started the stickers in 1961.
How did Rutgers get their nose in this argument?
Good question. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk more about the Rangers win. And also, is now the time in the schedule for them to make a run? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.